Today is Yom HaAtzmaut, the day in which we celebrate the creation of the modern-day state of Israel. The day in which we reflect that 72 years ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed an incredible miracle for our people, opening up the land of Israel to Am Yisrael. That whereas since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the land was ruled by foreign nations who often imposed their will on the land and its inhabitants, 72 years ago, with the creation of the modern-day state of Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allowed the return of the land of Israel to the Jewish people. While it is true that the current modern-day state of Israel is fraught with challenges and difficulties, social, religious, theological, at the end of the day, for the first time in 2,000 years, we Baruch Hashem have a Jewish government, a Jewish army, proliferation of yeshivos and opportunities for spiritual growth, first world economy, exports, advances in medicine and technology. And once again, Am Yisrael is able to walk with a head held high, knowing that we are a people with a beautiful Torah, people with a beautiful HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a beautiful God, and a people who are blessed with a beautiful and magnificent ancestral homeland. But on this day of Yom HaAtzmaut, we must ask ourselves, especially those of us who are thousands of miles away from our beloved homeland, 6,000 miles here in Baltimore, in the United States, or wherever you're listening. And what does this day mean for us? And how do we understand it through the prism of our own ruchnius, of our own spirituality? And I saw a beautiful insight by Rav Yaakov Ariel. Rav Ariel is the Rav of Ramat Gan. And he has a number of essays called Ohalei HaTorah on the Parsha. And he happens to have a section on Yom HaAtzmaut. And he highlights an idea which I would like to share with you, as I find it exceptionally profound and very meaningful. Rav Ariel quotes the Gemara Meseches Berachos. The Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, page 4b, discusses a fascinating dispute. Rabbi Yochanan said, Eizu hu ben ha'olam haba, who is one who has a portion in the world to come? Zah somich geula litfila shel shachris. This is one who juxtaposes the bracha of geula, which is the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, that we see at the end of Shema, one who recites that bracha immediately next, and then immediately davens Shmona Esrei. So the Gemara says, "Betila shel Arvis," and this is Dafka talking about Ma'ariv. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, "No, Tfilos ve'emtza tiknum." So before we explain the machlokis, a little bit of background. The Gemara talks about and extols the power of smichas geula letfila. In general, when we open up the Siddur, we look at Shachris, so we say Birchos Kriya Shema, the Brachos before Shema, Shema, and then the Brachos after Shema. The Brachos after Shema culminating with the Bracha of Ga'al Yisrael. So the Gemara discusses the importance of reciting that Bracha right before one launches into Shmona Esrei. And the goal is that there shouldn't even be an interruption, any interruption between that Bracha and Shmona Esrei, which is why many times when Emir Tashem davening with the Tzibur, so we try to recite that bracha together with the Chazan. We say together with Chazan, Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, so as to take away the need to answer Amen. Because if possible, we'd rather not even have Amen in between the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael and Shmon Esrei. And Rashi in Brachas explains, what's the power of this juxtaposition? The bracha of Ga'al Yisrael is a bracha which gives thanks for historical redemption. We thank God for redeeming us from Egypt, from redeeming us for all of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has redeemed us from over the years. Shmona Esrei is primarily a supplicatory prayer wherein which we ask God, we petition God for our needs. So the idea is we want to come into that tefillah confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to answer our prayers and to give us what we need. How do we build up confidence for Shmona Esrei? Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. God has taken care of us in the past, and therefore we are confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take care of us in the present and future as well. That's the concept of smichas geula letfilo, juxtaposition of the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael, ultimately to Shmona Esrei. The interesting question that comes up is, what about Ma'ariv? What does one do about Ma'ariv? So remember again, Ma'ariv is interesting because the tefillah of Ma'ariv, in general, the nighttime prayer, is considered to be a quote-unquote reshus, an optional one, although we treat it as a regular obligatory prayer. On a technical, halachic, legal level, it is optional. So here you have a discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi about whether or not there's a concept of smichas geula letfilah. Do we juxtapose the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael to Shmona Esrei in Ma'ariv, in the evening prayer, or not? Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, The concept of smichas gu'ula l'tfila, juxtaposition of the bracha of Gal Yisrael to Shmona Esrei, applies in Shachris and in Ma'ariv. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon Levi says no. He actually holds, interestingly enough, tfilos be'emtza tikkun means, Rabbi Shimon Levi's model is, you say Shema in the morning, Shmona Esrei, then in the middle of the day there's mincha, and then at night, ideally, according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, you say Shmona Esrei, and then Shema afterwards. Almost as if Shema is are the bookends, the spiritual bookends of the day, to which Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi essentially says, there is no smichas geula l'tfila by Ma'ariv. There is no juxtaposition of Gal Yisrael tishmona esrei by Ma'ariv. Okay, interesting machlokes. The Gemara says, b'mayka miflegi. So what are they arguing about? Rabbi Yochanan savar, geula me'arta nami havi. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it is possible for redemption to take place at night. There is redemption at night. And as such, one should recite the bracha of Gal Yisrael, celebrating historical redemption, pining for contemporary and future redemption. One should do that night. Elo geula me'al yasa lo haviat safra. But even though, again, there could quote-unquote be redemption at night, of course, he acknowledges the fact that full redemption only comes by day. Of course, again, night and day being a metaphor for difficult versus turbulent times. Rabbi Yochanan will hold that halacha l'maisa, practically speaking, geula, redemption, could come at night. There is geula, there is redemption at night. As such, you should juxtapose Gal Yisrael to Shmona Esrei even at night. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon Levi Sabar, Kevin de lo havia ella mitzafra, lo havia geula ma'al yasa. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi holds that no, geula, redemption, real redemption, only occurs by day. It doesn't occur at night. And as such, there is no juxtaposition of Gal Yisrael to Shmona Esrei in the evening. Okay, so Rav Ariel really explains this machlokis in a fundamental, profound way. He says, I want to quote you just a few lines from his incredible essay. Kotav machloksam Rabbi Yochanan ben Shimon Levi, Na'otz biyachso shal adam ha-mamin, L'sahalichei geula sha'adayin lo hushlamu. So Rav Ariel posits that the machlokis, a dispute between Rabbi Yochanan ben Shimon Levi, is much more than just a dispute about Ma'ariv. It's a dispute about the nature of the actualization of a redemptive process. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi sober, Sheraka Geula Shlema Nechshev is Geula. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, by definition, Geula, redemption, salvation, is an absolute term. So either you're redeemed or you're not redeemed. There is salvation or there's not salvation. There is no process, I mean, there might be a process leading up to it, but either you are in a state of redemption and salvation or not. There is no continuum in the process of salvation. Rak Be'gulas yom, kisha'or kvar zorech b'miluo, kishabar lo adam shachi nigal lagamrei, ro'i lahasmich gul l'tfila. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, therefore, when do we recite Gal Yisrael? When do we juxtapose geula to tfila? During the daytime. Day represents a time of clarity. Day represents a time of happiness, a day of simcha. When is there geula? When is there redemption? Redemption occurs by day. So one could only feel the spirit of redemption. One could only experience redemption by day. It's either day or it's night. If it's day, there's redemption. If it's night, there's no redemption. He goes on, he says, Rabbi Yochanan sabar, shegam geulas laila. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't disagree in principle. While it is true that daytime represents absolute redemption, there's also a concept of nighttime redemption. What's the concept of nighttime redemption? Geulas laila. Afa pi shadayin lo hushlama, she'ein hi berura, shehi adayin luta ba'afela afigula. Nighttime redemption is redemption that is here. You could feel it. You could taste it. You could experience it a little bit, but it's not complete. There's still more that has to happen. There's still more that has to occur. But it's not daytime. It's not daytime, but it's also not pitch black. So while it's not complete redemption and complete salvation, it's not geula shalema, it's not complete geula, but it's definitely part of the beginning of the process, or maybe an intermediate stage in the process, even though I'm not at the finish line. So Rav Ariel really introduces an incredibly profound, almost like hashkafic underpinning to this machlokes. What they're really arguing about is the nature of the redemptive process for the Jewish people, meaning the notion of smichas geula l'tfila, Geula, Ga'al Yisrael, represents historical redemption. Shmone Esrei represents again the request, the pining, the yearning for contemporary and future redemption. Because in Shmone Esrei, we ask for our needs now, but we also ask for future needs. We want again, Refa'inu Hashem, give me refua. But we also say, come back to Yerushalayim. There's a request for what I need in this moment, and there's a request for what I need in the moment and in the future. And in the future. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Geula, this Geula, you're in it or you're not in it, right? Either you are Nig'al, either you have been redeemed or you haven't been redeemed. As such, the Semichas Geula Latil, the juxtaposition of Ga'al Yisrael to Shmona Esrei, only applies by day. Not at night, excuse me, that's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Only applies by day and not at night. You're either in Geula or you're not in Geula. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, says that's not true. The redemptive process is a progression. It's not you're either in or you're out. You could be somewhat in, right? Or you could be out incompletely, right? You could have nothing to do with Geula, no sheiches to Geula. You're not even in the parish, not even the ballpark of redemption. Or you could be in the ballpark, but you're not exactly where you need to be. You're not by the finish line. You're not by the finish line. I'm in the race. I've started the process. It's unfolding, but I have not yet reached complete and actualized Geula. So this is their machlokes, and this dispute is manifesting itself specifically by Ma'ariv, which is the prayer which is recited at night. Rabbi Yochanan says, you do smichas Geula l'tfila, Ga'al Yisrael, and then Shmona Esrei, even at night. Why? Because there's such a thing as a process of Geula, and even if you haven't reached the finish line of redemption, at the end of the day, you could be in the process. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, no smichas gula tefillah at night. There's no Ga'al Yisrael to Shmona Esrei at night. Actually, in fact, Shema comes after Shmona Esrei at night. Why? Because nighttime represents the absence of redemption. Nighttime represents the darkness, the difficulty, the challenges. And there is no redemption in the darkness, the difficulties, and the challenge. Therefore, no smichas gula tefillah. Says Rav Arya. So how do we paskin? So we know a little bit how we paskin. Halacha nifsika k'Rabbi Yochanan. Shegam geulas halayla roi lahasvich la'atvila. So we know that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore even by Ma'ariv we go ahead and recite Ga'al Yisrael juxtaposed to Shmona Esrei. Now, Rav Ariel raises something very interesting, which is we don't really do that. Meaning, if you notice by Ma'ariv, the truth is we say the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael, and then we add in supplemental paragraphs. We say Hashkivenu. And then outside of Eretz Yisrael, we say Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen. So the Ritva in Maseches Brachos already picks up on these things. How, even if, meaning, you're telling me that we do Smichas Geula Tefillah, we juxtapose Tefillah and Ga'al Yisrael and Tefillah on at night, and yet you have all of these two paragraphs that interrupt in between Ga'al Yisrael and the beginning of Shmona Esrei, to which the Gemara answers, it's Ketefillah Arichta Damya. The truth is, those paragraphs of Hashkivenu and Baruch Hashem Li'olam are part of Shmona Esrei. Ketfila Arichta, it's one big tefillah, part of Ga'al Yisrael, it's part of one tefillah. It's not called an interruption. An interruption is something that is extraneous to the matter at hand. But these, subject-wise and feeling-wise, are part of the process of tefillah. So says Rav Ariel something so amazing. So he paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore, again, we'll juxtapose Ga'al Yisrael to Shmona Esrei. But yet we add in these additional paragraphs, and these additional paragraphs are called Ketfila Arichta, like a long tefila, or as Rav Ariel calls it, Kigu'ula Arichta. Ela Shigu'ulas Halayla Gu'ula Arichta. The paragraphs of Hashkivenu and Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen are an extension of Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. It's an extension, Gu'ula Arichta. One long continuum of redemption. He goes on, he says, Ein hi shlema adayin. Ultimately, again, the geula is not complete, right? You say the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael, but you're not finished. There's Hashkivenu, Baruch Hashem Li'olam. It's a little while until you get to Shmona Esrei. It's called, ultimately, again, geula richta. And Rav Ariel says, now you could appreciate the profound role of the founding of the state in our theological thought. Was the founding of the state of Israel 72 years ago the Geula? No, of course not. The Geula is Mashiach. The Geula is the Beis HaMikdash. The Geula is Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And again, we would all agree that even with the state of Israel, the existential state of Am Yisrael is still one of galus. We're still in diaspora. And even in Eretz Yisrael, there's elements of diaspora. Because complete geula has a series of events, as we just mentioned before. So what's the role of the founding of the state? And Rav Ariel posits so beautifully, and again, this is in line with the thinking of other, of Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cohen Cook and others, which is that the founding of the state is part of the process of Geula. See, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. It's not you're either in Geula or you're not in Geula. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. We do smichas Geula letfila in Ma'ariv. But unlike Shacharis, where it's Gal Yisrael Shmona Esrei, boom, they're together. In Ma'ariv, it's Gal Yisrael Hashkiveinu Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen, and then Shmona Esrei Geula Arichta. It's a prolonged Geula. It's a prolonged redemption. That's the role of the state of Israel in our lives. Geula is a continuum. Geula is a process that spans years, decades, centuries, generations. And there are things that occur that move the Geula process just a little bit further down the road. Are they complete Geula? Do they represent complete Geula? No, not at all. But are they part of the continuum, the process of Geula? Absolutely. Because we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. That Geula is not either you're in or you're out. It's light or it's dark. It's Geula Arichta. The process of redemption for Am Yisrael is a prolonged process. And therefore it turns out, Geulas Halayla, Ha'itis Vadaga, Sis Mechayeves Mamet Gadol Yotze Mitzideinu. And therefore, again, the founding of the state represents another beautiful, holy, and quantitative step forward in the process of Geula. And my dear friends, that's what we celebrate. We don't celebrate the fact that with the Hakamas Hamadino, at the establishment of the state, that Mashiach is here. And of course, we to even say such things would not be correct. It doesn't appear, it's not correct. Geula is, complete Geula is defined by certain metrics which have not yet arrived. And we are fundamentally and acutely aware of the faults and the shortcomings that exist in the modern day state of Israel and on so many of the constructs which have been created. That's fine, nothing in life is perfect. But what we celebrate on this Yom HaAtzmaut is that 72 years ago, when there was a recognition of a Jewish homeland, where we, Am Yisrael, are the Balabatim. We're in charge of the land. As I said before, it's our army that secures the borders. And again, it's a government run by us, as imperfect as it may be. A government that is run by us is clearly, clearly, unequivocally part of the Geula process. With the founding of the state, like Rabbi Soloveitchik wrote about the knocking on the door, the kol dodi dofek, we hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu whispering in our ear, Mashiach's a little bit closer. Geula's a little bit closer. It's a Geula Arichta. It's been a redemptive process that's been spanning close to over 2,000 years. But the establishment of the state called out to us, called out a sound not just heard by our ears, but heard by our heart and our soul, that Mashiach is closer, that Mashiach is coming, that finish line of messianic redemption that looked so far away for so long is maybe not as far as we think. And that's what we celebrate. Because every once in a while in Jewish history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us a sign that your waiting has paid off. Even though we say every day, Achakelo b'chol yom shavo, I wait for Mashiach every day that he comes. So this day reminds us that because we have waited patiently throughout all of the years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not forgotten us. Kadosh Baruch Hu has always been by our side, even when it was the darkest of night, even in the pitch blackness. And as a result, he gave us a ray of light 72 years ago. Not just a ray of light. He gave us a fireball of luminescent sunshine. With the establishment of the state, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminded us that our hope for Mashiach, our hope for our Geula, should still remain vibrant within our hearts and within our souls. That if we don't forget about our dream of redemption, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not forget about us. Mashiach will not forget about us. and the geula, which has spanned for so long, will emeretz Hashem come to an end the way we want it to, with real, complete, and absolute geula. But I think there's also a personal message. The personal message is, you know, that sometimes in life, there are things that we want, things that we work really hard to achieve, and yet they don't seem to come to fruition or actualization. And so we assume that sometimes when things don't materialize according to the timeline that we have set, that they're just not going to materialize at all. And the establishment of the state of Israel reminds us that that is not the truth, that sometimes the things that you want most in life are the things that require the greatest amount of patience. We waited 2,000 years to have some substantive reconnection with our homeland. 2,000 years. But because we never abandoned hope, the land did not abandon us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not abandon us. And what a message for our personal lives as well. So many of us have thrown in the towel on so many dreams and so many aspirations and so many different things because they just didn't materialize on the timeline that I thought they should or I thought they would. So we gave up. Yom HaTzmut, this sacred day, reminds us, don't give up on your dreams. Keep plugging away. Keep working hard. Just because something doesn't materialize in the time frame that you had hoped for, just because something doesn't materialize in the way that you had hoped it would, doesn't mean it can't happen. But if you give up, if you throw in the towel, then it surely won't happen. We waited 2,000 years, and the dream has begun to become materialized. Wait sometimes a little bit for your life aspirations to materialize as well. Put in a bit more effort, and just don't give up. And you never know what could occur. So I take this opportunity to wish everyone a meaningful and joyous Yom HaTzmaut. And on this day, may we take the time to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the great gift of reconnecting us with our homeland, the great gift of giving us back the shlita, the autonomy over our land, the great gift of knowing and seeing in a tangible way that we are closer to Geula, we are closer to Mashiach, closer to redemption, the great gift which inspires us not just on a national level, but inspires us on a personal level to never give up on our dreams, to never give up on our aspirations, and even if it takes a little bit longer, Achak yelo b'chol yom sheyavo is not just a statement regarding Mashiach. Achak yelo, sometimes we have to wait for ourselves. Sometimes we have to wait for our dreams, for our goals, for our aspirations. But if something is meaningful in life, find the staying power to remain in the journey. Find the staying power to keep trying hard. Find the staying power to keep trying to bring your dreams to fruition. And let us hope that if we internalize the national inspiration, the personal inspiration, then the geula arichta, the prolonged redemption process that we have been in for thousands of years, will emeretz Hashem come to a beautiful close, will emeretz Hashem come to a beautiful conclusion with the arrival of Mashiach, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, and the return of all of Am Yisrael to our precious homeland, to Eretz Yisrael, Mehera Bi'Ameinu, Amen.